back. I'll eat a dish of crisps out of a bowl of Joel on a saucer of tin. Or would you rather have him just fill me up with bread, feed me a fork of Frank, and one more helping of Dick? Lay it on nice and thick. Open a can of Dan and make a meal of Sam. But don't give me no more, 'cause what I really want's a cup of Joe.
This is the Quality News Network. In Egypt, delegates from 60 countries are meeting today to discuss ending sectarian violence in Iraq. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will also meet face-to-face with the Syrian foreign minister, the first such contact in 2 years. Iraq's prime minister began the conference this morning by asking the international community to forgive Iraq's foreign debts. Nouri al-Maliki says debt forgiveness is the only way his country can complete necessary reconstruction projects. As expected, Congress did not have the votes to override President Bush's veto of a war funding bill, which included an October 1st deadline to bring the troops home. Leaders of both parties are now working on a compromise. For the third straight day, the Green Zone was struck by insurgent rocket fire. 4 Filipino contractors working for the U.S. were killed. In Kabul, a bus carrying Afghan soldiers was blown up by the Taliban this morning. The bus driver was killed and 22 soldiers were wounded. Last night, a former Afghan prime minister was also killed when he was shot outside his home. In Tel Aviv, a mass rally is scheduled today calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. The prime minister was the target of a scathing report earlier this week, which blamed him for the failure of the 34-day war in Lebanon against Hezbollah. In the Niger Delta, 18 workers have been kidnapped in the past 24 hours. Local rebels who want more of the oil field proceeds distributed among the local villagers are responsible for the oil field abductions, which are becoming more commonplace in the region. NASA is inspecting the space shuttle rocket boosters involved in a train crash yesterday. It does not appear the equipment was damaged when the freight train carrying it derailed in rural Alabama. 6 passengers were killed, 1 critically. In Los Angeles, an investigation has been launched into police actions at a May Day pro-immigrant rally. Police used batons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to break up a peaceful demonstration. Scores were injured, including reporters and camera crews from the Fox and Telemundo television networks. In Belmont, California, an SUV driven by a 70-year-old lost control outside of a middle school yesterday and crashed into a group of students waiting for a bus. 13 children were injured, 2 of them critically. Queen Elizabeth begins her U.S. visit today by traveling to Jamestown, Virginia, Britain's first American settlement. She will also go to Virginia Tech to meet with survivors of last month's massacre. And the first televised debate of the Republican presidential of Republican presidential candidates will be aired tonight on MSNBC. 10 candidates will appear. This is the Quality News Network.
If you're a news junkie, there's a book you must read called Don't Mess with the Press: How to Write, Report, and Produce Quality Television News. Don't Mess with the Press is a textbook for journalism students and a handbook for people already in the business. While written primarily as an instructional guide, Don't Mess with the Press is also useful for people who follow the news closely, who want to understand how news decisions are made by quality reporters to ensure they get the best news coverage possible. Don't Mess with the Press was written by Tony Seaton, founder and executive producer of the Quality News Network. Tony began his broadcast journalism career in his teens, eventually covering Watergate, 6 elections, 5 space shots, and a wide range of general news. He also produced Barbara Walters' news interviews for ABC. Ordering information for Don't Mess with the Press can be found at qualitynewsnetwork.com. Visit our website and click on the Don't Mess with the Press link.
The FDA has asked pharmaceutical companies to expand warning labels on antidepressant drugs. Government tests show young adults ages 18 through 24 have an increased risk of suicide when they first begin drug treatment. Recently fired talk show host Don Imus is expected to file suit against CBS claiming breach of contract. Imus's $40 million multi-year contract required him to be both controversial and irreverent. He was fired last month after a racist comment sparked outrage. The founder of now-defunct Ameredead has been in prison for violating a court order to turn over assets to repay customers his credit counseling firm cheated. A federal judge says the former CEO is shielding his assets from the court settlement. Walmart has recalled Connection bibs following its test revealing the bibs contain high levels of lead. made exclusively for Walmart, the bibs went on sale at retailer stores in 2004. GM's quarterly profit plunged 90% to $62 million. The company said its poor showing was a result of losses secured by GMAC's home lending unit. And the Dow Jones Industrials broke another record yesterday, moving past 13,200 for the first time. Light sweet crude is trading at $63.20 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up currently 17 points. The NASDAQ is up 3, and the S&P is up 4. This is more at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Jay Galley.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody. Welcome aboard Foxed Up for, a Thursday for most of you up there. It's just turned Friday morning here, coming to you from Sydney, Australia, as per normal. Welcome to Foxed Up, everybody. There was a really cool thing in the news over the last couple of days. I had missed it last night, and Scott Barry rang me up. He says, "Hey, did you see this thing?" And I went, "No, what thing is that?" And he said, "Oh, there was this thing in Spain." I went, "There's a thing in Spain?" And he says, "Yes, there's a thing in Spain. It's really cool. It's a solar thing." I went, "Oh, what is the solar thing?" He goes, "Oh, it's huge." And so I tune in tonight, and sure enough, even the Murdoch news caught this, and I mean the Fox station here, a lot of times something fairly interesting can break in a lot of other places, and they just won't bother, you know, writing any new copy. But anyway, there is this enormous, completely greenhouse free solar power plant in Seville, Spain, and it's opened and it's running. This is real, actual, base supply, 24/7 solar power station. And it says it's a concentrating station. It's 11 megawatts. The plant was inaugurated in the presence of the heads of the regional government of Andalusia and executives of the solar company Abagona, whose parent company, Solucar, built the power plant. The power plant is in the municipality of Sanlúcar la Mayor, 25 kilometers west of Seville. It took more than 4 years to build from July 1st, 2001 to December 31st, 2005. Now, it's 120 square meters in surface area. That's 1,290 square feet. And it concentrates the sun's rays, these huge mirrors, onto this tower. And the tower creates steam. It gets as hot as 400 degrees up on this thing. And on the television, the guy who was, you know, just going into where the mirror, you know, on the ground below with the mirrors, he was had to put on these, what looked like some pretty serious sunglasses, and he goes, it's bright down here. Can produce 11 megawatts, and here's the thing, here's thinking. This is smart. These guys are smart, you see. Now, there's always been this thing, oh, you know, solar power, you know, it you can't store it. You can't store the power. What happens at night? Well, here they store the steam. And they can have, I think they can go a matter of days without real sunlight, without like any sunlight, with the stored power. And the numbers that I heard on the news here, 30 cents a kilowatt hour it will cost to produce the energy. That's bringing it right in line, just only a little bit over coal production and natural gas production. And they've got plans to expand the thing. They want to make it 300 megawatts by 2013. Now, I'm just looking for the numbers of how many homes. It has 624 large movable mirrors called heliostats. And I've seen houses almost smaller than these things. There's a link on today's show post from the Environmental News Service's Newswire on this, and there's this great aerial shot, and it's this just kind of almost pseudo guitar pick shaped bowl, just loaded with all these mirrors. I think it's something like 180,000 households they can power with this thing. Yeah, here we go. When they get it full size, when completed in the year 2013, the San Lucar solar platform will produce enough energy to cover the consumption of some 180,000 homes, equivalent of the needs of the city of Seville, using the concentrating solar power plant and other technologies. Partly financed with the European Union funds, the entire project requires an investment of 1.2 billion euros. The investment required to build the concentrating solar plant amounted to 35 million euros, with a contribution of 5 million from the EU's Fifth Framework Program for Research, awarded for the project's innovative approach. These new technologies give Europe a new option to combat climate change and increase energy security while strengthening the competitiveness of the European industrial sector and creating jobs and growth. See, it's not the economy or the environment. It's the environment and the economy. Hey! The potential contribution of concentrating solar power plants to a more sustainable energy system has to still be fully exploited. And there's even talk about them building one in which desert? They said that they're going to build it in the desert and run it via pipeline back to Europe. How's that for a concept? The steam won't lose pressure as long as it's not like loss due to resistance with transmitting electricity. And these are standard turbines that run in, you know, any natural gas power plant. You know, so I mean, it's not, as far as the generation, it's not anything new. And we're just using the sun to heat it. And so, like, Australia should be jumping all over this kind of thing. And there's also the geothermal stuff, which is just absolutely outrageous. There's enough trapped energy in the heart of Australia to power it, is what they're figuring. I reckon they should seriously start moving on that one. But we're coming up on our first break, and we'll come back and I'll tell you a little bit more about this. And then I got some other stuff, a cool thing on some motorcycles, some stuff on Apple Computer. So stick around. You're listening to Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. And we'll be right back with that and the track of the day.
United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
As I understand the conflict right now between the president's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us that things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop. Right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds, and we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different, and we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together, we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
Welcome back to Fox Stuff here on the Head On Radio Network. And talking about this really, really cool concentrating solar power plant that is up and running, 11 megawatts, looking to expand it to much, much more in a short period of time. And it's really quite cool. They say here, blah, 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 blah. The EU has been supporting the concentrating solar power sector for more than 10 years, spending some 25 million euros to research projects working to develop this technology. Piebalgs, I didn't catch his first name before in the article, says this contribution has had a multiplying effect by leveraging a large amount of additional private investment worth 700 million euro. In a ratio of 10 euro for each euro invested by the European Union research program. Also today, the European Commissioner published a map of the solar power potential of Europe. The map is produced by the Photovoltaic Geographical Information System of the Joint Research Center, which also includes an interactive service allowing users to calculate the solar power potential from any location in Europe. The information in the map shows that an identical solar system will generate twice as much energy in sunny areas of Europe such as Malta and southern Spain than in such areas such as Scotland or northern Scandinavia. The interactive information service, blah 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 blah. The map shows the considerable potential exists in Europe for greater use of solar technology. The EU is seeking to increase the share of renewable energies in its consumption by 20% in 2020. The company is now open for business in the United States. The $3 billion diversified energy company responsible for the platform has created Solucar Power Incorporated, a new U.S. subsidiary that will handle market development and solar energy. Interesting. Solucar Power Incorporated will respond to utility requests for electricity using concentrating solar power technologies. There's got to be plenty of places in the States where this would work. You know, there has to be heaps. Arizona, Southern California, Texas, huge parts of it. And what they said in the TV report is they said the hardest part of the maintenance is just keeping the mirrors clean. That would be a lot nicer job for a coal miner. Come on up here and just clean the mirrors. And monitor that they're following the sun. It's really, really cool. And the fact that there's already been 10 years of work put into it, and they're definitely looking into this in a long-term fashion. And hopefully the funding from the private sector, because they're the only ones that are doing it at this point. Saw a couple of different business leaders in the news recently over here in Australia when being interviewed saying, you know, if the federal government would just set the damn target, we can then decide what our numbers and work our numbers, what we have to do and when. But until you all come up with a framework and a timeline, their hands are tied to as the best way to go about it. A lot of business is actually seeing that for them to continue being in business, you know, regardless of other possible factors, they have to be able to power their business, and they have to change the way that they power their business. There's more and more all the time. You know, I saw one of the smaller fast food chains is going to start doing all their roofs with solar, and reckon they'll be able to take care of like 50. I'll see if I can find it sometime. Like 50% of their power usage nationally, they'd be able to grab just from the sun. Well, there you go. I'm no fan of fast food, but geez, you know, if they can do it. And running a whole bunch of microwaves and ridiculous amounts of lighting, and, you know, all that food preparation gear would have to be putting a huge impact on the footprint that we make every year. So, you know, this is just great. It's the photo, the aerial photo of it, I'm telling you, it's just absolutely something to just kind of be in awe of. It's awesome. But speaking of awesome, that brings us to our track of the day. You like that? So, you know, I'll pull stuff out for any reason at all. And very rarely have I actually gone and pulled them out for anything related to what was my first and real instrument, which was being a rock and roll drummer. And so it made me think of Cheap Trick and Bunny Carlos. And I reckon what makes what makes a great rock and roll band? And that's a really tough question. And I could never put it into words, but I can put it into an example. And sorry, I'm just communicating here with the home studio. And so, anyway, as a young drummer, back in the starting in the late 70s and then going through the 80s and all that, Cheap Trick was always just known as being a great live band. And throughout my technical career, I had the opportunity to work their gigs more than once, and I've worked them I think like four or five times, and I've worked them in a 40,000 capacity outdoor thing, and I've done them in 400, and they're one of these bands that the smaller the venue, the better they are. And I picked this track, and I'm not even going to tell you the name of the track, because it's actually a cover song, but they don't really do the solo thing so much in a time that people did a lot of solos, but here was a band that had all really, really good players. And Bunny Carlos, a phenomenal drummer, played traditional, you know, that funky, you know, grip with the left hand that kind of comes across, that, you know, comes originally from the slinged marching drums. And, you know, the way your jazz players play, and he'd play with like a cigar or a cigarette coming out of his, you know, lamb chop, you know, mustached face. And this guy's just awesome. And then you add in a really, really great subtle bass player who plays an 8-string bass. So it's like this bass orchestra. Every time you hit a note, it's two big fat strings an octave apart. And you didn't hear much about an 8-string bass until Pearl Jam after that. And a great rock and roll singer and doing a great rock and roll classic song. However, there's this kind of instrumental intro thing. And talk about masters of just building musical tension and going, not yet, and teasing and waiting and building up the anticipation for them to get there. And then the outro instrumental bit is just to die for. And this is a drummer who makes drumming look as fun as it is what I've always thought. He's just fun to watch, and even for one tour after doing a video called Done with Mirrors, where he he actually recorded an entire album with the kit backwards and decided to tour that way just because it would be interesting. And I can't even tell you what kind of a mental twist that is. Most drummers couldn't even dream of doing it. So anyway, without further ado, from Live at Budokan, Cheap Trick. Roll it, Agnes. We'll be right back.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman. The steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. Killing Heidi. I wonder if they're ever going to do much of anything. I thought that was a good record, and it didn't do much, but, you know, hey, this happens. Anyway, nice kids. I'm going to be really, really self-indulgent for a minute, and so obviously ain't that a shame. But live at Budokan, you know, the screams are rough on the ears. It's, you know, it has some brilliant recording moments and some not so brilliant recording moments, but it's one of the greatest captures of a live gig, as far as I'm concerned. It's just one of my favorite live records ever. But back many, many moons ago, when the Hard Rock Cafe was opening on San Antonio River, I was working that gig, and it, you know, it could hold 400 packed, and so this is the grand opening, and the band is Cheap Trick, and I'm going, oh yeah, you know, Cheap Trick, the crew's really great, they've had, you know, the same kind of circle of guys, same front of house guy for yonks, and so we're working, and, you know, we're setting up, we load the gear in, and at one point the guy who's obviously the drum tech, and the band hadn't played together for a bit at that point, so all the gear was coming from different corners of the United States, wherever they were residing, and then, you know, and So it was all kind of like packed out of from the home version of packing, you know. There's the tour pack, and then there's when you take some of your gear home. And so the drum tech asked the guy who ran the crewing company, he says, "Hey, man, you got any drummers up there? I haven't worked for Bunny for 8 years, and this is my first day back. I could probably use a set of knowledgeable hands." And so, of course, you know, I'm like, I'm like, you know, 23 years old or something, and, you know, yeah, I'll do that. And so, you know, I got to sit there, and one of my favorite drummers of all time got to sit there and kind of, you know, put his kit together, and it was really funny when you're talking to me, sitting there going, "It's been a long time." He's sitting there going, "So what do you reckon?" You know, we're pulling the bits of hardware out because none of it's marked, and he's going, "So what do you reckon? What do you think? How do you think he does this?" "Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I remember that." So, anyway, I have this great time, you know, young drummer, you know, handling the gear of one of my all-time, you know, favorites, and, you know, just being all stupid and naive about it. But, you know, I obviously was helpful enough. Everything went off. But anyway, we were allowed to go in and eat and stuff. You know, a lot of times in these things, the crew will be told to, you know, bugger off. And they gave us enough time to go and get, you know, cleaned up. And then we could actually go and, you know, not drink, obviously, but, you know, eat the food and check out the show and da 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 da. And I remember just standing there and watching. And at the end of the gig, because when they did sound check, the band just says, "Any requests?" So I said, "Surrender, of course." And at the end of the gig, drum tech comes over to me and he hands me this pair of sticks. And I go, and I'm like, "Oh, cool." He goes, "These are the sticks he played Surrender with." I'm going, "Oh, you beauty." Held on to those for years. Someone tried to pick them up and use them to play once at my house. They almost lost body parts. But I'll tell you, and they're one of those bands, and it was really great. They actually came down the Riverwalk on a riverboat because the restaurant went right down onto the river from the street, you know, downstairs, river. And they come playing like acoustic with Bunny standing up with a snare drum, and then they walk in and just jump on stage and just, you know, nailed it. And again, you know, sometimes the true test of a band after they've been huge and playing all these huge, you know, mad crowds, and, you know, to see them, you know, 15 foot away, you know, with 400 people with like virtually no PA system, and have them just sound unbelievable. The sound guy's genius. But and for the technically curious, has never ever had to use a compressor on him live ever. That's how good his mic technique was. After years of singing in pubs with really, really bad PA systems and learning how to mix his own voice and mix his own monitors by mic technique. And you watch him. You see, if you ever see any live footage of Cheap Trick, Robin Zander, he's amazing. Just watch the mic technique. The front of house guy, you know, set start, set level, mix rest of band. Robin's fine. Certain parts of the show, mute Robin. Robin comes back, turn Robin back on, listen, adjust. There you are, Robin. That's the kind of gig you want. But anyway, enough of that nonsense. Over at groovygreen.com, which is one of my favorite places to go, and Gene sent this to me last night. And we talk about infrastructure when it comes to new forms of transportation. You know, we talk about the air car, and we talk about electric cars, and, you know, people ask about, you know, being able to charge or fuel or whatever up, you know, on the road like you do at a petrol station now. And I've talked about Vectrex electric motorbikes before, And they've had a shareholder report for 2007 just dropped into this writer's lap from Groovy Green. He said, besides some beautiful eye candy, the document lays out some important milestones reached by the company, as well as future developments underway for the vehicle line. Here are some highlights. Don't know how much of this I'll get into. We'll hit the break here in a minute, but I'll get a couple things in. It says, financially, Vectrex has firmed things up by appointing HSBC to undertake a strategic review that could lead to flotation. Such a move would see the company valued at up to £200 million. Yeehaw! Additionally, the Big V might put itself up for sale to attract larger company or interested private party. We'll keep our ears open on this one. Now, these are kind of electric scooters slash motorbikes. I mean, they're equivalent to like a 250cc motorbike, but they're really schmick looking. They're kind of Vespa on steroids looking. But anyway, I'll tell you a little bit more about that and their very cool little charging station that they've come up with. So stick around. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. And we'll come back with this, and I've got a couple of other things before we get out of here for the day. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
This is the Head On Radio Network. The Horn.
This is Billy Shears. Join me every Friday at 11 on Foxed Up with John Fox. Each week, I'll feature an artist and a song with a little commentary, and we'll examine why music plays such an important role in our social and political climate. We'll try and make it fun, informative, and entertaining. That's here on the Head On Radio Network, The Horn, with John Fox, every Friday at 11 a.m. And for music and political commentary by great liberal minds, check out my website at unreportednews.net. This is Billy Shears, and hey, thanks for lending an ear.
As I understand the conflict right now between the president's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us that things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop. Right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fox Stuff. How can you interrupt that bit of guitar? I just had to let that roll a bit. it's one of those nice, one of the dirtier Van Halen riffs, you know, not quite so spunky and happy all the time. It was such a nice dark record. I really dug Fair Warning. It was meatier. anyway, I was talking about the Vectrex motorcycles, and what they've done, besides its launch in the EU last fall, Vectrex is poised to push the new all-electric bikes in the UK. Indeed, they launched yesterday. And in the US by the end of June, over 2,100 customer reservations in the US alone are waiting to be fulfilled. The first 700 scooters allocated for the American market will see a rollout in major U.S. cities so as to increase visibility of the product. Look for the bikes in Seattle, Austin, Portland, San Francisco, Newport, and other locales. By the end of 2007, there will be up to 50 official Vectrex dealers in 8 countries. Italy, Spain, England, Portugal, Switzerland, Greece, Australia, and the USA. Plans are already underway to expand distribution to Japan. Talk about green. All electric scooters has been given a cleaner drive rating of 3 compared with the rating of 32 for a 4-stroke 250cc motorcycle. Woohoo! 58 for a large family car and 71 for an SUV. The European Union has developed the cleaner drive rating due to study overall carbon impact and tailpipe emissions for different types of vehicles. This is where it should be getting to the interesting bit. In the quest to create a closed-circuit system of sustainability and clean energy, Vectrex has entered into the partnership with Parker Hannifin, to develop a patented docking station that will secure and charge the Vectrex scooter. Imagine a number of these set up along highways or outside of hotels for quick, clean charging. Granted, the practicality of having these in the U.S. would be limited. Scooters are not as popular here as elsewhere around the world. But coupled with other electric vehicles in the future, this might become a reality for some. Very cool idea. And the writer here is wondering what the charge time would be to get to like 80%. But they've got a photo at Groovy Green of this, you know, thing where you can pull 3 bikes in, and it's got solar panels on the top. Brilliant. Brilliant. And looking at it and knowing what a simple process charging a battery is. I mean, that's been the whole thing about electric vehicles, is how you charge and the battery capacity. And the battery technology has come just breathtakingly light years of development in the last few years. And this is, it looks good. It looks kind of, you know, it's about the size of a roadway little bus stop. And even smaller, probably. And, you know, geez, what would you have to do? Pay a buck? You know, could not be that expensive. They also say Vectrex is continuing their work with Hannifin on the development of a fuel cell scooter. This would provide extended range and flexibility of charge, plug-in, or fuel cell. A three-wheeled version of the Maxi scooter, as well as a premium version and a sport motorcycle concept, are also in the works. Between 2002 and 2006, Australia, Spain, Canada, and France exhibited the strongest growth in scooter sales. Food for thought. The powered two-wheeler market in Italy was valued at more than $2.9 billion in 2006. That ain't small beans. That ain't small beans at all. Oh, and I'm told that it's Susan's birthday today. Happy birthday, Susan, one of our bloggers, one of the folks that keeps this whole thing running that we work so hard to make happen here every day on the Horn. There's so many people that have just are huge, huge, huge assets and donate their time and energy. Sometimes I wonder if we ask too much, but geez, you know, these people just, Gene, Susan, all the mods, ELO, Lottie, everybody, you know, you guys just, it amazes me what we've done with this thing. which started with a couple of ragtag shows that all met in a chat room, I think, is really how it all started. But hey, what are you going to do? This is how friends meet in the modern technological era on the internets. God, I'm getting ready to upgrade my connection here. I'm getting ready to order myself a D-SLAM connection. I have no idea what they call them in the States. But it's a DSL telephone line internet connection that does 24 meg down. I'm liking that. And much more on the way up. And it's cheap. It's like, for what I'm paying now for a standard ADSL, and the service is fine, and my regular phone, I'm going to go to voice over IP completely with a little plug-in unit for my regular phones, and this U-Butte, thank you IINet for doing what Telstra didn't and have just been laying their own cable, so it's like not dealing with the exchange system of the telephone company like your ADSL connection does. It's basically a direct connection on their cables only. That's very sexy. maybe that video broadcasting can be thought of as becoming a reality then. That's the kind of bandwidth you need. I'm looking forward to that. So within the next month, that's my plan. And we're in the service area. So anyway, but I mean, how cool is that? You know, a couple of good things today. You know, this solar power plant, and if I can find who supplied the video report that everybody else syndicated, I'll put it up on the blog. I'll try and look for that tomorrow, because you got to see this thing on video. It's just like, whoa, right on. It is just, it's serious. It's absolutely deadly serious. 11 megawatts of power. That's a lot. And the fact that they can store it, and it's not battery storage or anything, that it's, again, something that really has no loss once you capture it, which would be the pressure of the steam. Oh, how cool. And this is the kind of thing, and even you know, with the electric bikes, both these stories have said the more investment they get, the more it comes in return back to them for basically the next round of investment. You know, it comes back tenfold, you know. And so, again, our governments need to go and set some goals in time and also financially, and, you know, lead the way. Say, this is where we need to go, and this is an organized way in which to go to it, and we'll keep reassessing where we're going, you know. I reckon that this, you know, not every solution is going to be right for any one place. So, you know, we have to come up with a whole bunch of different solutions and continue to basically try them all that are within reason. And as the ones that show themselves to truly be viable, we put more and more into those and try and learn from our mistakes and come up with more new technologies. Hey! Sometimes it's really simple when you get down to it. It's the work that's the hard part. Pardon me. And with that, we're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for being with me again today, everyone, for Foxed Up and for Cup of Joe. And we'll be back tomorrow as usual. Thank you to Agnes Kincaid and Bob Kincaid for producing both shows today. Thanks to the mods and the bloggers and everybody that I thanked before. Happy birthday again, Susan. Thanks for everything. You rock. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would.
tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I...
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Representative Lacey Clay, Democrat, Missouri, and Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat, Illinois, joined the demand for Bush's impeachment. Rice loses another aide as top Arab-American diplomat resigns. Interior official quits ahead of hearing. ABC News asks, where are war architects now, 4 years after mission accomplished? New Justice Department log suggests more White House engagement in attorney firings. Pro-gun group says Gonzalez should resign. U.S. spy chief presses Congress to revise wiretap law. Hours after 9/11 attacks, Rumsfeld allegedly said, "My interest is to hit Saddam." Daily Show profiles Wolfowitz World Bank scandal. Former British Defense Secretary claims Cheney called the shots in Iraq. Privacy laws slow efforts on gun buyer data. Despite his law firm's ties, Giuliani slams Chavez. Syrians bolstered by good American Pelosi. Bush hopeful of compromise, excluding the timeline. Embattled Olmert hangs on despite calls for resignation. A Bush appointee goes after the White House. An American disconnect, dumber all the time. These are the issues ahead on the Jeff Allen Wolf Show. It's time to enter the Wolf's Den.